A familiar stone in the palm of your hand. Easy to let your body relax. To zoom in on the memories contained in that little vault of delightful and so often sexual reminiscence. But more than that, for it's a full-body dive that slides you in, pushing away memories from before the experience, and allowing you to fully exist within it. Sliding down, entire body warm, going from the resting place at which you focus on that glistening marble in the palm of your hand, to the place stored within it, the memories stored within it. You already throb with desire. Your nipples are pointed, and your breasts just feel so heavy, sliding in. They make the beds in this place comfortable, so comfortable, you could just sink in. The bedsheets around you, a tangled mess, having gripped them so often as you sit there, desperately keeping from touching your nipples. It's really more like a hotel than a farm, but this particular room, your sanctum, is heated, full of the scent of sex, and the aching need deep inside of you, your arousal spikes and grows. Your breasts just feel so heavy. You didn't think they would do it again. You didn't think they would dare do it again, leaving you pent up and unmilked for so long, allowing your breasts to fill, which drains your thoughts, which fills your breasts, which makes them heavy, gets you thinking about your big boobs that you wish you could place in the palm of your hands, you wish you could massage and squeeze. Masturbation's all right, but the inability to touch your own nipples has got you on edge, and has for a long time. So heavy, so full. Last time they did it because they wanted to test your capacity, but they've got that test now. Why could they be letting so much milk flood those huge udders? They've just been getting bigger lately. And as they get bigger, although your mind ordinarily remains undimmed and focus-worthy, right now, getting yourself to focus on anything at all is almost impossible through the haze of desire to be milked, which is its own kind of horny, its own kind of aroused floating in the background. You didn't think that being horny to be milked was something that would ever happen, but here it is. Here is the state you're almost constantly in. Desiring hands would be best. The intimate contact of one of your handlers. You think of the women in the short skirts and the white coats who do walk around. You think of how they're as obsessed with your breasts as you are, perhaps more, getting off from just seeing them, how that always drives them to milk and pinch and massage and otherwise help you get off in hot torrents of desire, in little affairs pushed up against walls or placed into a stall or hooked up to a milking machine, yes. A second favorite behind hands gripping your heavy, oh they're so heavy, breasts and pinching, squeezing, milking. A second in line would be the machines. They do go on so long. They may lack the tender touch, but they've certainly got the focused, constant, incessant drive. And with a handler managing them, you're never allowed to get too comfortable, instead getting driven to the very edge, then slacked back, driven to the edge and slacked back from it. That's the problem. All masturbation is mere edging if your breasts are untouched and full of milk. If they're pent up and they need to be emptied out, then it just isn't as good. Nothing's quite as good. You lay there in your bed, running your hands over yourself, slowly tempting yourself, wanting to slide your hands on your breasts, but you know they'll be able to tell. They can always tell if you've milked yourself, if you're not the right level of desperate. And so you'll have to settle for one more session of masturbation, one more twitching almost gasm that leaves you oh so aware of how much your breasts are the center of your sexual desire, the thrilling mantras from the many times they've plugged you in to the various headset and headphone machines that support masturbation devices, that support milking cups on your breasts, the imagery flowing through your head of fantasies of huge milky tits being milked, being emptied, being finally allowed to expel their cargo, but also the drumming mantras from the headphones. You remember them. Good cowgirls are milked. Good cowgirls give milk, crave to give milk. Empty feels so good. Empty head feels so good. Full breasts need to be emptied. Empty thought after thought, moan after moan, your own desires intermingling, interweaving, driving you to the very edge. You could touch your breasts. You could tweak your nipples. You could milk yourself, but. Whatever they have in store is probably worth the wait. It isn't worth having your chest go untouched for even longer. You think of one of the handlers sucking on your nipples, allowing the creamy cargo to flow out and right into her mouth. You think of them sliding suction cups over the tips and the thunks of a machine turning on, off, pneumatically milking you dry, the nigh orgasm that begins when the first drops pour out, and the true orgasms that come not that long after, climaxing, squeezing. It's why they so often allow you to be tied down. You've come to enjoy it, because being bound, being tied, being artistically done up, as the handlers sometimes do, suspending or wrapping you in ropes that always manage to thread around the base of your breasts, to run over your chest, to make them accentuated, highlighted, pushed forward. Well, that has become something of a fetish associated with being milked, being emptied, and it's all entwined in a wonderful ball of need in your brain because you've been left so long to fill your milky, heavy breasts, getting up to eat, getting up to go shower. Any time you get up, you just feel them heavy, dragging you forward, making you want to slide on hands and knees and let any of the handlers do whatever they might want to you. But even in the corridors, they no longer just push you against the wall and fondle you. They let you walk right on by. A true shame. Leaving you edged, horny, pent up, laying here in your bed, whimpering and waiting, waiting for the moment. No idea when it'll be, but your breasts are getting heavier and hotter, and the temptation might even sing out over your resolve, over your obedience to the rules. But no, obeying the rules ends in so much pleasure that it's just enough to edge out the temptation of rubbing your breasts. Good cowgirls obey. You remember the words throbbing as your breasts were milked the last time, the words drumming their mantra into your mind. You knew, and you repeated, and you enjoyed it as a promise that good cowgirls are milked when they obey. But it's been so long since. And then you hear the door opening. A woman is there, her short red hair tied back, looking at you. You, with your hands between your legs, masturbating mindlessly, shamelessly, mooing, mindless, your breasts untouched, but sandwiched between your arms, which are reaching down, both hands between your legs, forming a nice triangle that pushes your cleavage together in front of you. You think you see a few drops of milk at the tips of your nipples, but there's no time for that. The woman's wearing a short white skirt, a white top that shows off her own breasts, much smaller than yours. Breasts may be the focus and center of your world, your sexuality, your fetish, but your eyes are glued on what's in her hand also, dragged to it, a leash for attaching to your collar. You keep one hand between your legs, can't help it, have to keep the urges down, so horny, need to get off. But the other hand slides up your body, avoiding touching your breasts, even though you're sure she's going to give you some kind of relief soon, thank goodness. You know better than to break the rules, even at the last minute. But you slide your hand up, grip your own collar, and give it a tug. The flush on her face tells you she's already turned on. You sit up toward the edge of the bed, squirming, but not removing either of your hands. And once you're sitting up, she comes closer, brushes a hand over your breast. Your entire body trembles, your tongue hangs out. The change over your demeanor is instant and irrevocable as you lock your thighs together around the hand and grind, turning your head so your collar's little leash ring is facing toward the handler. She clicks the leash on, moves her hand away from your tit, and you follow, rising, whimpering, wishing for more. It's the most natural thing in the world to let your legs carry you off the bed. As you draft behind her, behind your handler, toward your fate, your destiny, whatever pleasure awaits you. If they've let your breasts get this heavy, this ready with milk, it must be for a reason again. The handler leads you down the hall toward the room they took you to last time, the place where your breasts were put in a machine to test your milk output, and the orgasmic escape that followed is still burnt pleasantly into your brain. You move faintly to yourself, arms limp at your sides. After long enough in the leash, or if you were left alone somewhere, you know you'd be able to muster up the will to touch yourself, to keep from getting bored. But right now, you're the opposite of that. You've got excitement thrilling through every inch of you. Your nipples are pointed, standing on end, you wish you could touch them, and in the handler's presence, being controlled, and having recently had her hand on your breast, you know it won't be long. Their fetish for your tits is every bit as strong as your fetish for being milked and controlled. You're happy to let your arms be limp, your mind be mooing, milky, empty. Following after. Good cowgirls obey. Her breasts are smaller than yours, but no less tempting. Her butt sways side to side ahead of you. You always like following behind the handlers, getting to watch. You walk a few feet behind as she leads you through clean, sterile facilities, filled with the moaning of other modified milky women. You're soaked, your nipples are dripping. In anticipation of the milking to come, she has to let you get milked, right? With all the days waiting, the moaning, the mooing, the blank oblivion of orgasmic release is necessary. You need it to clear your head, but also to empty your tits. And here's the room. It's deceptively simple. There's a comfortable padded bed that is at least waist height, with restraints at all four corners, a cushion for your head, stirrups at both ends of the tables. Sometimes handlers train cowgirls sitting on their faces while the milky subjects listen to mantras on headphones. The act of giving pleasure is a wonderful reinforcement. Transcendent. You wonder if that's what's going to happen today, an awakening you can only surrender to. Accordingly, the table is made with that in mind. There are little pads near the head pad for knees. There's a little set of steps for getting up on the table. And in the room, there's a cabinet closed. Another table with various sex toys laid out. But though you're hotter at the sight of them, they aren't the toy in here you really want to play with. She tugs once on the leash, then unclips it from your collar. You know what to do. You walk to the table, slide onto it on automatic pilot, slipping your clothes off, meager as they are. You lay back on the padded table, staring up at the ceiling. If you look closely, there's a seam in that ceiling over the table where the milking machine is stored on its little pneumatic lift, and it can descend, from which it lowers when you hit the button, when the handler hits the button, which she does now. The machine looks rather like a rack of various instruments because it is descending, as with a hiss, the ceiling opens. There are all sorts of different attachments, including numerous suction cups to suit the different stages of breast growth as a cowgirl grows, more and more full with milk, and more innervated with sensitivity, with milk ducts inside your huge breasts. You stare and watch. You're transfixed, seeing the suction cups lowering on their little rack. There's a head-mounted display up there, too, goggles for displaying images, a pair of headphones. You don't know what combination of devices she'll use, but nude as you are, exposed and squirming on the table, you don't care. She touched your breast when she said hello, and that means you're going to be able to get milked, get emptied, because you'd been walking around with all of the handlers refusing to even touch your breasts, leaving you whimpering for it. Even though they wanted to, they stuck to the rules, and so did you. Even if this is just another capacity test, you'll take it. You'll take anything to remove the twitching fantasies, the remnants of overheated, huge-breasted surrender that have been floating through your consciousness to the detriment of any true satisfaction. She lowers the milking system, pulling a small cord attached to it, and takes the first suction cup in hand. While you were captivated by the machine, she had already closed the restraints around your ankles and wrists. They never leave your hands free when employing the milker, and that's for the best. You know you'll squirm, kick, writhe a bit too much, and being securely strapped down, you can writhe as much as you want, roll and moan. She cinches the restraints a little tighter. They're soft and padded within, but stronger even than your enhanced body could pull free from, which is good because you can just go wild in pleasure. She places the first suction cup right above your breast. There's an armature attached to it, which keeps it anchored wherever she lets go. In addition to the pneumatic tubing, it just hangs in place. When she lets go of it, then grabs the other, aligning it as well. And now the two huge suction cups, which can be adjusted or tightened to rings that will hold the base of your breast, well, they're hanging just out of reach above your tits. You see a droplet of milk leak out of one of your own nipples. This makes sense. Your own breasts are all you can see if you try to look down your body, and they're turning you on. When you lay on your back like this, and when the restraints are in place, you're so close. The milker is so close, she steps out of sight and goes to the closed cabinet. You hear its door slide open, and a moment later she returns with a small bottle that she clicks open, and from it begins to squirt a moisturizing, lubricating substance onto one of her gloved, white-gloved hands, in fact, sliding it over your breast, squeezing. The hot bliss of deliberate contact from another person is a thrilling satisfaction of your fetish. You want your breasts played with, adored, and what she's doing where she slathers that moisturizing lubricant over it to keep you nice and soft and supple when the suction cup is put in place. Well, hot jets of lust from the tip of your nipple. She squeezes it just a little, and one rivulet of milk runs down, which she wipes up with a cloth, clicking her tongue. She occasionally brushes the nipple again with her gloved palm as she applies that room-temperature material all over your breast. It's never too cold. They never put anything too cold on your chest. You know, it's because they don't want anything getting constricted or having the nipples engorged with anything other than pleasure. Pleasure like what's shooting down between your legs right now. You rise up as much as you can on the table, pushing with your legs, your shoulders rising, kicking your legs a little in the restraints. You stare at the handler adoringly as she continues rubbing moisturizer into every inch of your breast, moving one to the other, pausing to use fingers on your nipples, tweaking, tugging, manipulating, always clicking her tongue when any milk escapes, and when it does escape, it is bliss. It is a moment's floating transcendence where you are elevated beyond this room and left rolling in cowgirl thoughts. Your thoughts empty increasingly, becoming just more milk, topping you up for whatever procedure is to come. More fuel for the long-built lust. So long without being milked, you need it daily, want it daily, and they've made you wait. She puts the bottle aside. Peels off her gloves, changes to a new set with a snap. You watch as she walks over. Surely now she will apply the milker. No, she's not sliding them on. She's reaching up into the descended milking machine apparatus on its little lift. Perhaps she'll put the goggles or the headphones on you. That would be nice. You bite your lip in anticipation. The thrilling recitations of obedience would only make things better. Because you're looking up at an angle past the top of your tits. Your breasts are always in your field of view, but you can see her, since she's reaching upward, opening a compartment on the side of the machine, and she pulls out an extending, unfolding armature you hadn't quite seen before. It is a medium-length, curved dildo attached, clearly designed to slide down and then slip inside your body like half a pair of panties, attaching, affixing, and it can move and unfold in such a way that it can go under you even with you in the restraints, sliding so that it will be anchored securely, slotted into you, to essentially stay locked into your body. It's on the same kind of self-supporting armature the milking cups are. She slips it down out of sight, but you feel the tip of it resting there. And then you feel her fingers, lubricated with a click from another bottle, squirting something warm that she rubs against you, lubing you up, getting you ready. Usually the handlers use strap-on dildos or their fingers or mouths to add stimulation down below. You wonder why it's switching to machine today, but she doesn't offer much explanation. She says, "Good girl. You're ready for the next phase." It's puzzling, but her purr pushes every thought out of your head. And then, with all the armatures temptingly descended and aligned to go to work, she grabs the first milking cup. A flexible rubber ring is slipped down around your breast. You feel it, just lightly. It makes little contact till it hits the base, but then, with a twist, it sucks on, latching on, pulling at your tit, making your nipple brush against the inside of the suction cup as a seal is formed. The machine isn't on yet, but the little tug of her leaving the first cup and switching to the other already has you dripping in into it. You know, any milk you dribble out will be sucked away when the machine gets going. One of your breasts is in the heavenly delights of the milker, awakening all its pleasure and associations before it's even switched on. Good cowgirls are milked. Good cowgirls obey. And then the second cup. She slides it on, fastens it to your chest. You love the way you can see your breasts being sucked up in the sealed cups, so that they're pressed against the sides, pulled, stretched, wonderfully expanded. You're not sure if it's the milker or the material they rub into your breasts that makes them bigger and bigger, more sensitive, more full of need, and they are needy right now. But now, there's one more step before the milker gets turned on. You're not even sure if it's going to be worth the wait. You're already going to be coming once your breasts are being denuded of their massive, heavy, milky cargo. But she slides down, lines up the dildo, slips the tip of that sex toy in. Oh, no, that is good. That is worth it. Sliding it in, it's curved, mounted. It slips inside, in. Surprisingly quickly, it's hilted in you, and you feel the padded inside of the machine's armature, which curves around your buttocks a little. It fastens in place so that even if you did squirm, this one would just follow you, keeping the dildo hilted and deep inside, making sure that no matter how you move, the machine is going to be keeping that completely hilted toy in you. And you know it's going to vibrate or something when the machine gets going. It's incredibly comfortable and clearly designed to be so. Just sitting inside of you, giving you a feeling of being spread and filled. Giving your breasts a feeling of preparation for what's to come as well. Because when this is switched on, you know everything will buzz to life. Speaking of everything, she's reached up. Next comes the head-mounted device, the little set of goggles. She brings them down, fastens them to your head, trails the cord out of the way. No matter how you thrash, everything does stay comfortably on. You see only darkness inside, but then she pushes the button before even starting the milker. The head-mounted device buzzes to life, and you see huge breasts before your eyes, other cowgirls you've seen around the farm, handlers licking, fingering, sliding, obsessing, sucking on milky breasts. You've only had your breasts sucked a few times. They harvest all of the milk, but every time the handlers send you into transports of ecstasy, their skilled tongues, two fingers of the other hand pinching your nipples, you hearken back to these fantasies as you watch them play out, every figure recognizable. Knowing that later, as you walk along the halls, you'll fantasize about the ones you see. You moan and contort in the grip of a needy passion that has been building, building. You need your breasts milked. You still feel the suction cups in place, the toy inside of you, moving a little when you move, but always staying inside of you. But with the images flashing, you need it more than ever, and then the headphones click into place. You hear accurate descriptions of your own submission, the usual mantras playing over and over. You stare at the breasts on the little screen inside the goggles. They're getting milked. They're getting tweaked and teased. They're getting emptied and pleasured, mentally emptied. Their breasts filling like yours are filling with all your thoughts filtering out. I'm going to turn it on, then step out, says the handler. You hear her over the drum of desire in your head. When it's done, I'll put you through the usual routine. Then she clamps down the headphones tight and heads for the door. You know the switch for the machine is by the door. The usual routine she's referring to is a good long fuck after you're milked empty, and a session of sexual servitude while your clamped nipples beg for more, while you repeat your mantras, kneel and moo, and get ready for the next time. Yeah, she said when it's done. You wonder precisely what you're going to... And then she flicks the switch. The cups on your breasts suck. It's a pulsation where the very end of the cup, furthest from your chest, the part closest to your nipple, clamps with pneumatic pressure, pulling. There's a sudden tug, and then a release, and a tug, and then a release. It is this pulling of your breast that is relied upon to pull the milk out. And when the milk does exit your nipple, when you feel yourself open, and the creamy cargo begins to flow, all your thoughts flow with it. Heat. Heat from your breasts down into your belly, down between your legs, into the top of your head as well. A networked system of sexual desire that amplifies, magnifies, echoes. And the machine pulsing on your breasts happens. And then a short time later, as if it had just remembered that there was a toy inside of you, as if on an afterthought, there's a pulsation, a gyration, in fact. The mounted part that's closely tight against your body between your legs causes the device to be able to rotate, moving left and right, up and down. The curved dildo inside you rubbing against your walls back and forth as the armature moves it in and out. There's some vibration, sure, but that's not your primary focus. The way it's moving is just adding and amplifying. Between your legs, there's a constant gyrating, thrusting motion from the machine that is more than just vibration. It is a moving of your body as if you were undergoing a slow, sensual fuck. Your body can contort in its restraints, but any movement does nothing to move you further away from either the suction cups now slamming on and relaxing, slamming on and relaxing, tight against your chest, then relaxed again. The suction cups that pull at your breasts, emptying the milk. Milk is flowing out of you. Good cowgirls are milked. Your mind rewards you, and yes, no matter how you squirm, the toy inside of you stays there and just gyrates and moves. Constantly applies minimal pleasure, but keeps you spread, keeps you on your toes, keeps distracting you from your breasts so you can rediscover their pleasure anew, moment by moment, when your thoughts slam back. Back to them, suction emptying you out, and your eyes roving over beautiful breasts, over smiling, moaning faces, over the wonderful interactions before your eyes, playing your ears too, moans, messages, constant, throbbing, thrumming at the mercy of the machine as it buzzes away and your body rolls with pleasure, rolls through a veritable tide of it. Caught in pleasure, locked into the pleasured constant thrum and throb, your entire body is there, is in the moment where the machine begins to suck harder and faster, and you realize the device between your legs is speeding up a little as your flow of milk increases, as the machine throbs and turns on, and that's when the first one hits you. Climax. Buzzing, mind-numbing, breast-emptying, head-hollowing climax that shivers to the tips of your toes, which curl as you move your ankles in their restraints. And that's when the table tips up a little, just at a little angle, which adds some gravity to your situation and brings you down harder on the dildo between your legs. The toy inside of you, the length of it, buzzing and curving. It begins to slide and move with more enthusiasm, using the fact that you are laying atop it now, that you are raised up and therefore slanted against it, with your arms and legs spread wide and anchored in place, your breasts being pumped, pumped, emptied, milked, the sublime pleasure of being milked. The satiation of a need that has built for so long, left you so full, so pent up, but now in your new position, you hear the machine buzz. 10% of target. Cycle commencing. The machine slams on. The pneumatic suction on your breast change from on, off, on, off to on, sucking harder, harder, relaxing, harder, relaxing. There are clearly moments when it's not in a pneumatic state of locked-on suction, but those moments are hard to spot through the buzz, through the stars in your head, through the heat of it. Between your legs, the device is moving left and right, angling the toy inside of you rapidly, finding every spot that makes you react, and your reaction is being gauged through your milk outflow. You know you've known for a long time. You give more milk when you're satiated, satisfied. You give more milk when you're horny, when you're coming, when you're ecstatic. And so whenever the toy finds the right spot, there's a little beep as the device registers, as it calibrates, as it finds its way through the cycle, the system, and your milk flow just increases, increases. It's too much. You are at the damned up edge of oblivion. You're at the very limit of what you can feel and still remain coherent and conscious. You are going to slide into a rather silly oblivion of need. Into a cowgirl docility state where your breasts being pumped, where that dildo inside of you, that toy moving left and right, that swaying, gyrating apparatus are all combining to rob you of ordinary thought and replace it with pleasure. Pleasure, good cowgirls obey, good cowgirls are milked. Coming, coming, the hot up top. tight, needy, wet, soaked oblivion of coming as milk flows out. You'd open your eyes and stare at it, but you're staring at other breasts being milked, at machines pistoning in and out, at cowgirls becoming part of some apparatus greater than themselves, part of machinery that pumps, pulsates, empties, leaves you satisfied, makes sure that you're feeling as good as possible, and still, whenever the toy between your legs finds a new spot that makes you shake, even in the throes of orgasm, finds a new spot, the pushing upon of which is almost too sensitive, almost too much. There's a little beep each time, as the machine notes your preferences, notes what makes your milk flow increase, and you know it, because inside your head you can see yourself thinking, oh, that felt particularly good, and the machine beeps. It knows at the same time, you know. Coming, buzzing, throbbing, you hear the machine, 20% of target. 30% of target, coming, coming, it seeks to extend an orgasm, intense, throbbing, it's going and shooting right to the edges, your extremities, and then up to your head, your entire body is one heated sexual organ, from your breasts to the gyrating, thrusting toy between your legs, to the way your whole body sweats, trembles, squeezes down. The new angle has rendered you more vulnerable. You can only roll your hips back and forth, which is only going to increase pleasure. Reducing pleasure is not really an available option. You're all right with that. But thought after thought turns to milk and flows immediately to your breasts. The normal pace at which your attempts to 50% on target, 60% of target. The normal attempts to think, to clearly think, are liquefying, flowing into your breasts, becoming so much more milk. You know the suction cups are going, slamming on, faster and faster, more and more. Cycle beginning. Again and again, the machine rolls through, pulls more and more milk out of you. Cowgirl being milked. Happy, docile, mindless cowgirl being milked. But it's never quite done. Between your legs, the throbbing gyration of that armature keeps you going. It's like your whole body's being rendered susceptible to pleasure, open and suggestible. You're being tenderized and softened up. You remember your handler's words, when it's done. When this machine is done, you're going to be a wreck, emptied, weeping, moaning, begging for more. What effect will it have, being under your handler, serving her, kneeling, moaning, mooing, when your brain has already been tenderized by this machine, when you've been told this is the next stage? Does that mean this climactic storm, this mind-opening, emptying ecstasy will be the norm? That you'll be sent for conditioning with your body this sensitive, this tenderized, your breasts and head this empty, each and every time? You roll into it, watching the pornographic, lustful fantasies play out before your eyes, feeling your entire body throb with it, thrusting and moving between your legs, this toy sliding in and out on its little arm, your breasts sucked constantly. There are relaxations in there. There are moments when the pneumatic pump is not sucking more and more creamy cargo from the tips of your nips, but you can't spot them, because you try to think about them, suck. Suddenly there's a jet of milk being pushed from the tips of each nipple, and your brain is responding with heat to its favorite thing, being milked, being emptied, being completely hollowed out inside, except pleasure, 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 and enough pleasure to fill you up, to replace completely each and every thought from before, each and everything that has flowed away and become so much more milk in your breasts is being replaced utterly, completely, with pleasure, pleasure, an equal weight, an equal measure, tenderized, opened, rendered susceptible, constant pneumatic suction emptying your breasts, watching the cargo carried away through the pneumatic tubes, watching it in your mind, because all you can really see is woman after woman in the throes of ecstasy, orgasmic, bodies tangled together, the twisting movements of pleasure available to you. You can squirm just a little bit in your restraints, just enough to make everything feel even better. As your body grows more exhausted, any idea or notion of defense or escape vanishes into the ether, leaving you there in the grips of it, in the throes of passion, the echoes of need. Moaning, moving, losing yourself, conditioned to feel better and better from moment to moment, Every echoing, resounding sensation locked in, knowing the machine will continue its cycle, knowing you're not quite to the target, whatever that is, knowing your handler will return and run you through your paces afterward. It is this thought which tips you over again into something above just the orgasmic response of your body being physically stimulated, tipped into something that is a milky, horny reverie, a state where the line between orgasming and waiting for the next climax is gone. There's only this continuous flood, in the same way that your nipples are always giving milk now, and spotting the moment when the suction cups relax is impossible, in the same way that the device is always inside between your legs, gyrating and shifting. Any thought of precisely when and where there are moments to rest, when and where there are moments to think and get a moment to yourself. Knowing precisely where is impossible. You know you're getting them because you feel quite comfortable, quite satisfied that you are being given this time, but any individual discrete moment you zoom in on is fractally pleasurable. Every moment, at every resolution, there is euphoria and the feeling of being milked empty, and that feeling is so omnipresent that it spreads utterly and completely to color and dye every other thought, replacing it, pushing it aside, leaving you with, yes, this moment is pleasurable, and my nipples are being milked empty, and my breasts are getting lighter and lighter, and my head is getting emptier and emptier, which fills the breasts back up and down, down into the depths of pleasure you go. Any individual moment you try to think of, any second of this milking spree in the grips of the machine, where you try to comprehend exactly what your state is, the pleasure increases. The machine gives a little beep every time it touches the right spot inside of you in a new way or an old way, or sometimes you're convinced it beeps for no reason at all, but it's registering. Beep, beep, and the pleasure is increasing, the pleasure is growing every time you think to yourself, oh, that feels so good. I'm so empty-headed and blank. I'm so deep. As you begin to lose track of what I is and know only that there is cowgirl mindlessness, that there is pleasure, that there's being milked dry. Every time you think that, think a little deeper, think a little bit more of pleasure, the machine beeps, so it's detecting something, and that something aligns perfectly with you, feeling incredible, with you moaning, or you would be, but your tongue is hanging out, you know, drool is slicking down the exterior of the milking cups, and you see the images constantly in the back of your head. The mantras play on, the ideas play on, the conditioning, the deepening, the constant need that grows ever increasingly. More, more pleasure, pleasure. All of this grows, amplifies, tenderizes you, opens you up, and you know that this is just a machine working its way through its various procedures. You remember it said 60% of the target. You remember it beeped. You remember a lot of things, but those memories become so much more milk to flood your breasts as you lay there. And what are you going to do when it's a woman who can look at you, observe your body, watch your reactions, when she can calibrate more efficiently than the machine, because she can just ask you what you want, tell you to beg. She can look at the fetishes she knows you have and use them for your mutual pleasure. You're whimpering and thinking of your handler as you watch women playing with one another in your head, playing through the goggles, as you moan, as your entire body is a moan, is a moo, is a milky manifestation of a pure fount and wellspring of pleasure. That's what's being milked out of you, pleasure, pleasure, liquid lust distilled. And as always, the divine process of being milked empty, of being emptied out into docility, into simple exhaustion from climax after climax after climax, this process continues. It carries on, as it always does, as it always will. You're so glad you were made to wait. It was so hard waiting to get your breasts emptied, milked empty. But now, making up for lost time, the machine is emptying you beyond what you thought possible. You know they're probably filling back up. The cream that was applied before might be amplifying your production, but whatever's doing this, you moan, you moo, your milk flows, and you docilely submit to the gyrations and ministrations of this fucking machine anchored to your body, continuously giving you pleasure, continuously extracting liquid pleasure, desire, milk from your nipples. It is a climax constant, and until you're completely emptied, you know more and more climaxes are available to you. or you would say available to you, but really they're available to the device attached to you, available to tenderize your brain and leave you in a chemical, wonderful, lusty haze as your own hormones and the pleasures of orgasm wash over you, bringing you to a good, good memory, an anchor, a fantasy. You'll be thinking of this machine, and if it really is the next stage, you're not sure if you're going to be able to keep from masturbating the next time a handler leads you from your room. You might fall to your knees and whimper, weeping, thanking her for the privilege. If this is the new normal, you never know if you'll be fully normal again. And only then do you hear the machine say, promising how far it's going to be to the end. 70% of target. Cycle commencing again in 3. You feel the machine start to vibrate the dildo between your legs, the toy inside of you moving left and right and buzzing. 2. The suction cups fire up. Pulse, pulse. You brace yourself, knowing it's been getting stronger each cycle, knowing that when your handler returns, you're going to be putty in her hands. 1.